Russia's harsh criticism of the U.S. attack on Iraq is straining relations between Moscow and Washington. President Vladimir Putin is demanding an immediate end to the war, calling it a serious mistake. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports that the sharp rhetoric in Moscow may reflect long-standing problems in the U.S.-Russian relationship.
President Putin says the war in Iraq threatens regional and international stability. This is the first time since the end of the Cold War that the international community has confronted such a serious crisis, Putin said. Putin added that despite their differences, Russia would maintain a dialogue with the U.S. to try and minimize the effects of the war. He said Russia and the U.S. still enjoyed what he called a partnership. But analyst Dmitry Trenin of the Moscow Carnegie Center says this much-heralded strategic partnership has been heavily dependent on Putin's personal relationship with President Bush.
All this talk of common interests has not translated into sitting down together to map out joint strategies where those interests actually overlap. Iraq was one of those points, and yet the two countries miserably failed.
Long before Iraq, there were troubles. Russia fumed when the U.S. pulled out of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty and forced Moscow to accept an arms agreement that allowed the U.S. to keep nuclear weapons in storage. The Russians bitterly resent the U.S. for requiring Russia to undergo a yearly review of its human rights record in order to receive standard trading privileges. For its part, Washington has complained for years that Russian companies are selling equipment with nuclear and military potential to Iran and Iraq. This issue came to a head last week when the Bush administration accused a Russian company of exporting jamming devices to Iraq. Russia sniped back at the U.S. for conducting U-2 spy plane flights too close to Russia's border. Again, analyst Dmitry Trenin.
I think this is a symptom of the worsening overall relationship. Some things that both countries had been dealing with privately now are being presented to the publics.
Analyst Georgi Mirsky of the Russian Academy of Sciences believes U.S.-Russian relations aren't yet in serious trouble. But he says that could change if the war goes on for long. And Mirsky says the Kremlin has no choice now but to take a tough public stand on Iraq.
So you must understand one simple thing. President Putin has to take into consideration the prevailing mood of the population, not so much of the general population, as of those forces upon whom he relies. This is mostly bureaucracy, then power structures, KGB, and the army. And they are mostly anti-American, some of them bitterly anti-American.
A high-ranking U.S. diplomat here played down the harsh words from the Kremlin. He also suggested Russian officials are playing to their domestic audience, as well as the international community. But he said bilateral cooperation continues in private in key areas like intelligence sharing. Nevertheless, Dmitry Trenin of the Carnegie Center warns that if the U.S. moves beyond Iraq, striking against North Korea, for instance, or using force to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons, the currently strained Russian-American relationship could turn downright hostile. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.